This audio, spoken by an AI-generated voice, was created using the Pro version of TTS Maker. TTS Maker website, www.ttsmaker.com. Although attribution of the text-to-audio source is optional under TTS Maker's Terms of Service, I choose to attribute. The blog text was published on July 8, 2021. Introduction. I have shared in the past information which I learned from webinars about COVID, with a focus on people with disabilities. This is another article with a similar purpose. On July 1, 2021, I attended a webinar from the Pacific ADA Center, entitled ADA National Network Learning Session, Achieving Equity in a Time of Scarcity, Lessons from the COVID-19 Vaccine Experience. In this blog post, I will summarize what I learned. Presentation 1, Disability Data. The first presenter represented Kaiser Family Foundation. The amount of data about disability impact due to COVID-19 varies by state. For example, the presenter indicated the number of people with disabilities receiving long-term care not in nursing homes is unclear. Additionally, it can be difficult for some people with disabilities to social distance. In some cases, in-home services were suspended as a result of the pandemic. State plans were then discussed. State COVID plans. A federal task force recommended in December 2020 that people in nursing homes be prioritized in Group 1A. Whether to also prioritize people with disabilities receiving in-home services or not was a decision for states to decide. In California, clinicians were given the freedom to decide if people with disabilities are at greater health risk. KFF found that at least half of states prioritized people with disabilities in Group 1B. The presenter then discussed Medicaid. Medicaid. Under Medicaid, home and community-based services have been optional historically. In 2013, the amount of Medicaid on HCBS surpassed the amount for nursing home care. People tend to prefer HCBS services and it is cheaper. Medicaid Balancing Initiative was a Medicaid allowance under the Affordable Care Act. The purpose is to encourage federal funding for HCBS services. Effectiveness of that demonstration program varied by state. In some cases, people with higher income can qualify for Medicaid if they use a specific type of trust. Focus then moved to the second presentation. Presentation 2, California's Experience. The second presenter is currently Executive Director of Disability Rights California, DRC. In January 2021, the state of California decided not to use a tiered system. Instead, people over 65 would be eligible. People under 65 would be eligible later. Then the state chose to prioritize people with disabilities under the age of 65, as of March 15, 2021. DRC recommended that all people with intellectual/developmental disabilities be prioritized and allowed people to self-identify. The state agreed and changes went into effect starting on the date mentioned above. One lesson learned by California is the need for more data about affected people with disabilities. Second, the presenter said that the public health system for his state lacked knowledge about the disability population and vaccine access accommodations for people with disabilities. Consequently, media reporting was helpful in bringing attention to the disability vaccine prioritization issue in California. The webinar then wrapped up with a question and answer period. Question and answer session. The two presenters agreed, in response to a question, that there has not been enough national disability data collected. A challenge in data collection is not asking too many questions. In California, a COVID challenge was that websites were not accessible to some people with disabilities. Examples: screen reader problems including timeouts. The DRC representative said the website accessibility issues was an opportunity to educate California's public health department. Due to the pandemic, some restaurants in California providing outdoor service created physical barriers for people with mobility disabilities. Bottom line, education about disability can be helpful. Question for readers. Has the pandemic taught you anything as a person with a disability, and if so, what? I will return with another article.